Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, it was a big day for campaign stops at small businesses today. Georgia records more measles cases, and a new state law creates safe spaces to surrender an infant.
The baby's placed in a box, there's no cameras, and at the end of the day, we have an opportunity to give that child an opportunity to live.
Today is Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Keisha Lance Bottom spent the morning visiting small businesses in downtown Atlanta and talking up her plans to make the state budget reflect her campaign's priorities.
Our priority should be to help law enforcement in whatever way they need support to keep our community safe. Our priority should be expanding Medicaid in this state. Our priority should be strengthening, fully funding, appropriately funding public education in this state.
She derided the Trump administration's cuts to education and public safety and attempted to tie her opponent, Republican Rick Jackson, to the president's policies. Jackson, too, was on the campaign trail today speaking to business owners outside Atlanta. He says a day one priority is partial Medicaid expansion, which would cover fewer people than full Medicaid expansion but still require federal support. Jackson also promised cost relief through aggressive income tax cuts.
For the servers, bartenders, hotel workers, drivers, and other Georgians who depend on gratuities, we will eliminate the state income tax on tips. And we will cut state taxes on energy so families and small businesses see relief in their monthly utility bills.
The voter registration deadline for the November 3rd election is October 5th. A new data center is one step closer to becoming reality in the northwest Georgia city of Cartersville. The city council unanimously approved variances last week requested by Databank Holdings that would reduce the number of required parking spaces and change the building's orientation. The 200-megawatt data center is slated to be built on more than 67 acres. The Municipal Electric Authority of Georgia is currently performing a study to identify power needs and transmission routing. If approved, the developer would begin development activities next year. The Georgia Department of Public Health has confirmed three new cases of measles. That brings the total in a current outbreak associated with a daycare in Metro Atlanta to eight cases. DPH says the children were either unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated. DPH says they're working to notify individuals who may have been exposed to the virus. Including this outbreak, 14 measles cases have been confirmed in Georgia this year. There were 10 confirmed cases in the state last year. DPH says the MMR vaccine is safe and effective and can prevent measles and rubella. Data from the Department of Veterans Affairs show more than half of veterans who died by suicide in 2023 were not diagnosed with or treated for mental illness in the last year of their lives. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death among military veterans age 45 and younger, and data from the VA shows suicide rates reached their highest level in 2023. Raul Andrews is with the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. He says one resource is the confidential three-digit suicide helpline.
Which is what we want people to know. If you call the 988 crisis helpline and press 1, you're talking to a Georgia counselor who does understand the veteran situation in your state, and that's critical.
Georgia ranks eighth among states in total veteran population, with about 650,000 residents having served in the military. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
And if you or someone you know is struggling with mental health, you can call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988 for free. Confidential support available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The GBI has arrested a former Greene County Board of Education director for stealing from the county's Board of Education. Kimberly Simmons and her husband Eric Simmons were arrested last week and charged with theft by taking. Kimberly Simmons resigned from the Greene County Board of Education on Wednesday before the arrest. She had been placed on administrative leave pending an internal review. The GBI says both were involved in the theft of $50,000 in grant funds, which a county audit had uncovered. A state law passed this year allows so-called safe havens, like hospitals, police, and fire stations, to install baby boxes for the anonymous surrender of infants. GPB's Sophie Gradas has more.
Henry County Fire Chief Pat Wilson says in his 40 years of work, he's never seen a baby surrendered. But he says the new baby box, the first in Georgia, makes it so that when a surrender does happen, there's a safe and secure place to go.
The baby's placed in a box. There's no cameras. And at the end of the day, we have an opportunity to give that child an opportunity to live.
Georgia's safe haven law provides immunity to the person surrendering a child that's no older than a month and a half. The box, which opens on the exterior, connects to inside the station. It's ventilated and cozy and alerts emergency responders when opened.
And from that point, we have 5 minutes.
Four more boxes are planned for Henry County, given they raise enough money for them. For GBB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A new commercial-scale lithium carbonate recovery facility is scheduled to begin operations in Covington on Thursday. R3 Lithium is expected to account for more than half of the total domestic production of lithium carbonate next year. Lithium carbonate is a key component of rechargeable batteries. R3 acquired the 154,000-square-foot property in July from Ascend Elements, which filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. A new study from the University of Georgia looks to estimate the age of sharks by analyzing their DNA using a blood sample. GPB's Chase McGee explains.
Previously, if you wanted to know how old a shark was, you'd have to read the rings inside their vertebrae like you might a tree. That's not always practical when a species is threatened or endangered. Benjamin Parrott is an associate professor at the University of Georgia. He's studying how DNA decays in sharks as an alternative to see how old they are. That could tell him how healthy the wider populations are.
If reproductively mature individuals are not reproducing, or all of those young are not surviving, then what you're going to see across the population as an aging population. Conversely, if individuals are not living very long, then you're going to see a very young, biased population.
Right now, the model is accurate within a year or two of the shark's 30-year lifespans. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Gas South Arena kicked off a $175 million renovation project last week. The arena in Duluth, northeast of Atlanta, will add a new parking deck, an enhanced entrance, and concessions and more. Officials said the investment is about creating an even better experience for every guest. The project is expected to be completed in early 2028. Synovus Park will be renamed Pinnacle Park next year. The home of the Columbus Clingstones will change to reflect the merger of Synovus and Pinnacle. Synovus acquired the naming rights to the historic ballpark in 2024, ahead of the return of affiliated professional baseball to Columbus for the first time in 15 years. The Clingstones are the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves kick off a three-game homestand tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays lead the AL East. A.J. Smith-Shawver is expected to get the start for the Braves tonight. The Braves lost in a shutout to the Phillies yesterday as Jesus Luzardo allowed only two hits and one walk in nine innings. Kyle Schwarber hit an eighth-inning homer off Didier Fuentes to put Philadelphia's only run on the board. The Braves and Phillies meet for the final time this season with a three-game series beginning Friday at Truist Park. And that is all we've got for the podcast today, but we've got more coming your way tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you're curious, you could always check gpb.org/news for updates to the stories you heard on the podcast today, as well as any new headlines our reporters have written. And if you've got feedback for this podcast, maybe you got a story idea we should know about, we'd love to hear from you. And the best way for you to reach us is by email. When you send an email to georgiatoday@gpb.org, your note will go to the whole Georgia Today team. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.